Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one podcast for the Houston Rockets and all of Crap Town. I am your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Razorman, Frizzman, Cumulus the Third.
Yes. Hey, Parker.
What's going on, Cumulus?
Been a pretty eventful day so far.
We're recording
on Saturday. I went to Record Store Day.
Oh.
Now, hold on. Because I know, like, every year we make fun of this endlessly, and with good reason, you know, it's kind of a goofy thing.
It is pretty goofy.
But I saw a tweet from Dave Foley, like, a week and a half ago, where he retweeted something by, it was about Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. They had a box set release for this event this year, and it's got some stuff that they hadn't put any sort of recording before, or at least made it nicer, and it's in this nice box thing. And he just had a fond memory of it. He wasn't even like promoting the hell out of the thing. He's just like, yeah, I remember these guys would play during, you know, costume changes and even during the skit sometimes for Kids in the Hall. So yeah, these guys are great. I think those guys are great. I used to have all their stuff back in the days of like early internet, if you catch my drift.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'd since gotten rid of all that stuff, like an idiot. I mean, I still have some of it, but no, this was a great way to get all the collection of their tracks. So yeah, I went for it. And I went today.
That's all right. That's a good reason to go.
Thanks.
If you went, like, that's a good reason to go. I don't know about all this stuff where, like, you go and you get, like, the 7-inch of a TV theme song that was on the air for 3 weeks in 1976.
You're talking about like, what, Dark Shadows?
Is that, I just assumed that that was something that existed. I didn't know about one specifically, but.
Yeah, you're on the money, man. That was a big thing today. And also Twin Peaks had a release.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's some like remix of their thing. There's a bunch of stuff that I wasn't sure of, but this record store, Arkansas Record CD Exchange. This is the one that made Glenn Danzig take off his coat, and Glenn Danzig got really upset because they have like a no coats policy, and that went for Glenn Danzig too.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
That's a dumb policy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But they got a lot of like loose trinkets and stuff everywhere. It's, you know, just a bunch of goofy shit on the wall.
I see what you're saying.
So they don't want anybody to steal those like old ass Star Wars toys or a shot glass that has like, Burt Reynolds on it.
It's like a TGI Fridays.
Yeah, just a bunch of goofy shit on the walls, man.
Like a jackalope mounted on the wall, stuff like that.
Yeah, dude, there's a giant boar's head on the wall. I mean, it is Arkansas, so it's like, you know, go hog stuff everywhere.
Yeah,
but it's a legit like taxidermy boar's head with a little foam University of Arkansas boar's head on top of it, which like, is, you know, kind of funny.
Yeah.
But they're good. How what?
They like boars so much that they put boars on their boars.
Yeah, man. Exhibit helped out with the design of that. And they're good folks. They're fun. They put a website website post? A YouTube post. Yeah, a website thing. And they were showing what they had. So I had like preliminary checking going on of where I might be able to find this thing if it still was there. Cause for some reason there was like a very limited number of these, I guess I don't know why, but, they had a copy of it and I knew exactly where it was. So I went all supermarket sweep. Once I got inside, I'm like, excuse me. Excuse me. And picked up exactly where it was. And it's not a TV show. I mean, actually, you mentioned that, and the Kids in the Hall theme song is on this thing. So I feel like, oh, okay.
Well, that's fine.
It's the best theme song to have on vinyl, I think.
I'm going in a couple of days to see my favorite non-Guar band who does the theme of King of the Hill. So we're all in this together. We all like TV theme songs.
Thank you. Okay. They had this Nosferatu, like 33 and a third album soundtrack pressing. It was just like three songs. And I like that movie, so I picked that up too.
Sounds all right.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. I saw that Guar had some album out that I would like to have, but I doubt that my record store ordered any of those, so I probably will not go spend the 20 minutes to go and look, but I respect that somebody out there has got it, these guars.
Yeah, this record store was saying the issuing of stuff to different stores is kind of funky, so they made this point of telling people, if you don't find what you were looking for today, let us know. We can order it in, like a comic book store would or a bookstore would. And if there's like any leftover supplies that just didn't ship out, they might be able to get it for you. The Guar stuff, I don't know. I mean, some places seem to have it. I don't recall them advertising on the video they had last night, the one that I was near. So the places that you're talking about seem to be like, I don't know. I saw a few of them in Podcast Town talking about it. So I know that they exist. But I'm not sure how like much of a sought after item it was either. People have been posting them on eBay already.
Yeah. That's what Record Store Today is good for, is for livening up eBay.
No shit, man. It's like, I don't know. The exchange rate on this stuff is just speculation. Like, I'm going to get the most rare thing and then just turn around and sell it like a dork. I mean, there's better ways to make money is what I'm saying. Not just like how fast can you buy and put up something on the internet, you know?
Yeah. It's a way for people to turn good money into something worthless by putting it on eBay. Like, you put out something that people might like because it's like very niche specific, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, well, my money is worth way less than the honor of having this, whatever it might be, this Dark Shadows album. But then people ruin that by putting them on eBay.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, it's the seller that's got me here. Like, I don't have anything against anybody who wants to pick that stuff up, but through an eBay I sell. But if you're selling it actively, that's a weird... It's a weird gimmick, man. I don't know.
Yeah, just stay home. Make money some other way. Just go rob people. It's more honest.
Yeah, it's an honest living to rob people. Isn't it? I can't remember.
Or, I don't know, just cut out the middleman and start a record label where once a year you put out weird, nostalgic novelty albums for people to spend 8 times the normal price for.
Oh, yeah. Like, we need more. There's not enough Spike Jonze reissues, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just mean all these record store data things, or most of these record store records in general. Like, most of them are, like, weird novelty things that, like, if you were in a record store any other day besides record store day, you'd be like, oh, that's neat. Like, oh, the Twin Peaks theme? That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's record store day, everybody's like, I need this.
I need to buy it. Yeah. This shit I actually wanted because I'm a dork for surf rock music. And that's the name of this box set is the full title is, Oh, I Guess We Were a Fucking Surf Band After All. Ellipses. And that's a great title, right?
That's true.
I
think those guys are playing out here, like in Palm Springs or something soon. It's either them or Man or Astro Man.
Either one of those would be fucking great for me. I'm going to make a note to look for those because I didn't realize that either of them were still touring.
Yeah.
I imagine Shadowy Men is because they just put this fucking thing out.
Yeah. It's one of those guys. I'll look it up. I'll see. It was at Pioneer Town, the best place on earth.
Pioneer Town?
Yeah.
Oh, you've talked about this place before. Yeah.
Yeah. It's this place way out in the desert. That like used to be, I think I might have talked about this recently. Maybe I was just telling my wife about it. It's hard to tell these days with podcasts.
So many overlaps.
But yeah, it used to be like a place where in the 50s, it's like this little tiny like old West town where like they used to like film episodes of Bonanza and shit like that. But now it's like a music venue / campsite. So they have all these like, and it's like way super out in the middle of nowhere. Like it's like 45 minutes to like a real town or something.
Yeah, you're right. Friday, June 10th. That's when they're playing.
There you go.
Pioneer Town. And it just says Pioneer Town, California.
Yeah, it's a fun place. I saw Jenny Lewis there. I saw Cracker there. Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. All the best bands.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. So, but I'm going in a few days to Santa Cruz to see this Roger Klein band that I just mentioned play. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, I know, man. You guys have been following him in the Peacemakers for a while.
That's true.
But you mentioned that he did the King of the Hell thing when he's still with the Refreshments, right?
Yeah. So he's probably pretty rich because of that, I would imagine.
Can he play that live?
Yeah.
Or is that does he?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, they don't play it every time. Like, they're like most band, like 99% of the bands I've ever seen, play the same songs every time I've seen them. I love Guar and everything, but they got their 20 songs they play, and they might switch out one or two, but Roger Klein, it's a different thing every single time. And they have this one, they're kind of a one hit wonder band. They had this song that was famous in the 90s, and they don't even play that song all the time. So their two famous songs, they might not even play. They're a weird band like that. They're real. I don't know what the word is.
Varied? I don't know.
You can't expect them to play the hits. You can't expect them to play the King of the Hill song, but they play it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to every time either, but that's nice that they dip into it every once in a while.
But it'll be fun. Going to go up to Santa Cruz, might see people riding bikes, you know? They might be getting money.
Oh, somebody, yeah, right.
I think that might be interesting. Cool. So, yeah.
Crazy Legs Eric, what's up, buddy?
Crazy Legs Eric from Santa Cruz Bikes. That's the producer, by the way.
Hey, it's me, the producer.
Hey, producer.
He's our new producer. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, he's good. I dig this one a great deal.
Yeah. This is the first producer we've had that you enjoy.
Yeah, he hasn't weirded things up yet. Usually they just say things like non sequiturs that are, hard to respond to. But this guy, he's totally amicable. Get along with him. I'm waiting for the other foot to drop, I guess, or the shoe to drop, where he starts getting weird.
He might. You never know.
Yeah. Speaking of getting weird.
This sounds like there's a knock at the door, Frisbee.
Oh, should I get it?
I think that I think you should answer that.
All right. Here I go. And I'm opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell are you?
Oh, shit.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
How the hell are you?
This is our old producer, Producer Muhammad. He came by. He heard... Hey. As you might imagine, Frisbee.
Yep.
that we've been selling some shirts.
Yeah. I was really hoping that we could do this on the down low. All right, Mom, what do you have to lay it on us? What did you hear? What do you need to know?
Don't do it.
Don't do what? Don't sell the shirts?
Okay.
No, we're going to sell the shirts.
You don't get a percentage.
No,
are my shirts. I've got a right to sell them.
I think we've got a right to sell them. It's our show.
You sold
show.
All those shirts. Where's my percentage?
You don't get a percentage, man.
That's not what I want.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it's not what you want. But you're not even affiliated with the show anymore. You're an ex-producer. We got this new producer here.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I guess it's been a long time though, and you have not come around.
Anyway.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think you should go. I wish you the best.
I guess I blew that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I hear you're getting some mad money from Gawker or something, right?
No way.
That's a different guy altogether, Frisbee. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. The voice is not the same.
The voice is very similar. Muhammad, do you know the name of the guy who's getting all that Gawker money? His name escapes me right now.
Hulk Hogan.
That's him. That's correct. That's the
right. How could we forget?
Yeah.
I thought he was a Japanese guy.
Do you, I forget how much money Hulk Hogan made exactly. Do you remember, producer Muhammad?
$14,000.
Sounds about right. I remember it was some, like, you know, exponential sum. People were like, whoa, he got $14,000 from Gawker? That's wild.
He's going to be able to buy half of a new Toyota Corolla. Good for him.
The front half. The good one, the good half.
Yeah, he'll be able to get the good half, of course.
Yeah. And then just, like, lease the rest for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, thanks for stopping by. Sorry you didn't get what you want.
You're right.
Okay.
All right. Well.
And I'm closing the door. All right. Behind him.
Gotta close the door on him.
Yeah, he I do things leave. Extra quietly these days. That's why you're not hearing any of that stuff happen.
Yeah, so, yeah. We don't have effects for that.
I'm very careful. I don't want those noises to come up on the mic, you know?
Yeah, that's understandable. Well.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a super weird week.
Well, real quick, I just want to ask the new producer how he feels about the old producer.
I still like the man.
Just checking.
That's reasonable.
Yep.
This guy's, yeah.
So anyway, as producer Muhammad was saying, we got t-shirts. I doubt that he'll be getting a percentage of them, but we have them. They're up online, facebook.com/poolpartyradio. You can find the link, or poolpartyradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Podcast Town. Or on the Twitter, anywhere, you can find the link. It's at Hide the Bodies. If you maybe even Google search Hide the Bodies, it'll pop up. But it's got Old Cat right on the front. And it's an image our man Chuck from Sacramento drew this Old Cat for us. And it makes me laugh every time I look at it.
I still get chuckles. When he submitted the pre-work designs, still laughing at it. Although he did ask me, like, he asked us if we had a verifiable image of it that he could work off of, you know? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just, like, drawing from memory. It's emblazoned on our memories, of course, but still. Mm-hmm. When I saw the original image, still brings me chuckles. Still. I saw it when I was in, like, Denver, and I was doubled over laughing. Not even high or anything. Just high off Old Cat.
It's,
you know?
It's probably the best thing that the internet has ever produced. So
I think so. Yeah. It's definitely the most genuinely good thing. There's so much stuff out there that just looks mean or hateful, and we kind of laugh at it anyway, out of schadenfreude or cynicism. But this is good on so many levels, and none of it's bad.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the internet, everything is bad these days. So this is the one good thing. So go buy the shirt. We also got a beer cooler with our faces on it.
Yeah, also done by Chuck. Stunning likenesses of us. Me with a beefy arm, one real good looking right arm. Mm-hmm. Which I thought that related back to an image that you doctored of me a long time ago. With a long beard and one beefy arm. You remember this?
I do. I actually just saw it the other day because Facebook reminded me that we've been friends on Facebook for 8 years. And
Jesus.
It said, relive the memories. And it was a picture of that time I photoshopped a beard on you and a really big muscular arm.
So many memories, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic photo. But I thought that's what he was alluding to. But it looks great. That's a great picture. Yeah. Both of us.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's got my little Captain America feet that pop out of my t-shirts.
Yeah, he was real detail-oriented.
Yeah, so they're up. They're very soft shirts, as you might imagine. We can guarantee that. We'll try to get Donald Lloyd on the show to talk about how soft they are exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good. Very affordable. And very good shirts. So go buy them. If you've been listening to us yap on and on for 250 episodes, maybe a shirt. Maybe it's time to permanently commit to the show by wearing a shirt.
And if you're worried that the shirt color itself is anything other than black, then don't worry. You will not get beat up by your metalhead or goth friends. I don't think goth kids actually beat anybody up.
No, not usually.
Yeah. So yeah, no worries there. You will not get pinched or beat. It's great. It's a good looking shirt. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Poolpartyradio.com, Facebook.com/poolpartyradio. Links are there.
Yep. It's all there for you. You can also get the shirt in hoodie form, I'm told.
Really?
Yeah. Which I might
Oh, that's
do.
Slick. Yeah. I might do that.
Yeah. I think hoodies are good. Everybody likes hoodies. So that's also there for you. So check those out. It would be nice of you to wear one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And take a photo of it if you're comfortable doing that sort of thing. Of you wearing it and send it our way. We love seeing people happily wearing cool shirts.
Yeah. That stuff gets me psyched when people send in pictures of their junk food dinner shirts that they've got. So it like really brightens my day and makes it so that I put like the 100 pain pills that I was going to swallow that day. I put them right back in the medicine cabinet when I see that. So
that's a... Well, there you have it, folks. I mean, that's what's at stake. So,
yeah.
If you don't want to, if you want those pain pills to stay on the shelf, just post your photos.
Yeah,
on a Facebook account.
Yeah,
an email, whatever. We enjoy it.
Yeah, or Twitter. I don't want to put any pressure on you guys, but if you don't buy a lot of shirts, I will kill myself. So there is that.
This sounds reasonable. That's reasonable.
Well, I've been in podcast town too long. What's your podcast down?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Once
the coat of arms of say what?
Yeah, well, sorry to cut you off. But yeah, once you're there for a while, it really starts getting to you, and you become like General Kurtz, and you just want to kill yourself.
The other guy. It's the town greeting. It's on like the sign you see when coming in. It's like podcast town, 666 population. And then in quotes, it just says, kill yourself. And you keep driving. You're like, wow, that was harsh. I just got here.
Yeah. That's what Podcast Town is about. Telling strangers to kill themselves. Go join up. Why not? It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Guaranteed. There's like a flame out every other week. And some people stick around. And they turn out to be really cool.
Those are the people I respect the most. The people who get... Because it's like Podcast Town's favorite thing to try to make people quit for some reason. So, yeah, the people who don't quit after getting that kind of abuse, like, they're the real MVPs.
Oh, yeah. Teary-eyed acknowledgement there, my friend. They are the real MVPs. I always come back to review that stuff. I don't post that much. And when I do, it's usually, like, within a deep thread, like, under somebody's comment to a comment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'll post right here. That's the level of detail that I'm working on. But there are good posts there. And whenever there is like this, attempt at trolling or whatever, or just like a genuine flame out, it's usually this like the same modus speech happens each time where somebody calls them out. And it's like, hey, you're not very good at this. And then the person turns into Al Pacino and they're just like, oh, I'm just getting warmed up. Every time people treat it like, you know, they feel like they've become a supervillain and they have to stand their ground, I guess. Not to invoke that stand your ground law, but that's how they get.
Yeah.
And then like a week or so later, everybody's chill. That person posts a funny and people like the hell out of it and like, oh, that was good.
Yeah. Well, that's how the internet works. Like,
I guess, man.
You got to push back hard. I don't know, not to get into a whole internet thing, but when people commit an offense on the internet, it's never met with, hey man, that's not cool. It's always met with, you're a piece of shit garbage person who should kill themselves. So it's only reasonable that that person digs in deeper and says, oh, I'm just warming up, because they're met with such hostility. I don't know what these kids did. And that's not just podcast town. That's everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it all smacks of early 2000 boards that I frequented. And, like, I mean, all of 2000s, I guess I should say. This is what Reddit turns into sometimes. And other far more dark corners of the internet turn into. So, yeah, definitely not different. It's just funny to see it still perpetuating. Like, I'm getting an understanding of what is going to take over social media. Like, because we're all, you know, in our 30s now. At least most of us are. Mm-hmm. So there's a younger generation coming up, and this shit does not look cool to them at all. So their means of going about stuff is like Snapchat, maybe Instagram, sometimes Twitter. Yeah, they're not into it, man. Like, we look like a bunch of dinosaurs going through these like threads. Like, where was that one thread about the video from 20 years ago on public access? And that's not into anything in particular, because I dig that stuff. I like it. It's just that if I tried explaining that to an 18-year-old or something, their eyes would roll in the back of their head and they would just pass out.
Yeah. Hey, 18-year-old, as a 35-year-old, the main thing I use the internet for is talking to other people about public access television shows that were not shown in my town from 1996.
Yeah. They're not into that, I'm guessing. This is actually something that came up today. I was standing in line for this record store day thing to open. Not a lot of people were in the line. I was there like 10 minutes before the shop opened. I figured, like, oh, I'm running late, but trying to be okay. And these two goth teenage girls stood behind me. Like, they got in line right after me. Showed up together. So they're talking and stuff to each other. And they bring up, like, that they want to get the Twin Peaks album that I'd mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring up, like, the Smiths. They're talking about the Smiths.
Nice.
And they also bring up wrestling. I'm not going to, like, divulge a bunch of juicy secrets, because I think all this stuff is cool. But one of the exchanges was verbatim, hey, do you want to come over tonight and watch some wrestling? That's fucking rad. I was filled with joy, but I didn't know how old they were. So I'm thinking, like,
so you couldn't holler at them.
So, well, just shoot the shit. Like, we're standing in line. It's boring.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I mean, there's at least three things that I can carry on a conversation with these people, because everybody else is like looking at their phones and shit. And I'm thinking, like, I could just turn around and say, hey, what are your favorite wrestlers? What are you watching? Did you happen to catch NXT or anything? Nakamura is really fucking shit up. It's great. But then they go, like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do as far as going to college. I'll have to see when I graduate. And I'm like, nope, I'm not going to talk to these girls. I just stared straight ahead. It's like, oh, there's no engagement there with anyone at all. Like, being 32 now, like, I don't feel like it's kosher for me to approach anyone under 20. Is that weird? Do you think that's weird?
I don't know. Like, it doesn't feel like, I don't talk to anybody, but I don't know. Like, if I saw some kids sitting around talking about Guar, I don't think that I would feel weird talking about Guar with them, but I feel like society doesn't want that to happen. You know, like,
yeah, that's what I was going through. It's like, society would probably find it best if I didn't get involved.
Yeah.
Like if they were walking across the parking lot and a car comes, like, barreling through and they're just not noticing, like, they're looking the other way or something while they're talking. And the only way that they could be saved is if I, like, run up and push them, like, with my hands. I'm not going to do it. I'm like, no, society would find it weird that I found an excuse to push these girls, these young I don't know, words. Anyway, I was just like, no. If they need help with something, sure, but I'm not going to talk to these kids. I had like visions in my head of how that would look, and it all seemed creepy and gross. I'm like, no, forget it. Yeah. That's great. Their interest sounded great. So I'm glad they're on the right track. Smiths, pro wrestling, fantastic. Nice job. And they seem excited for Twin Peaks too.
They got all the makings of fine, respectable adults.
Yeah, I'll talk to them in 5 years.
Yeah, you'll meet back up with them at Record Store Day in 5 years.
Yeah.
And hopefully the spark isn't gone. Hopefully in 5 years they're not at Record Store Day talking about, oh man, I can't wait for this, Stevie Nicks album.
Mm-hmm.
The youthful spark will be gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's like, they're just really into the Police after that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Sting was really great in his later years. Yeah. So.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now these young teenage goths are older than me, you will scream.
Right. Like, they won't have black lipstick on anymore. They'll just be bummers with jobs like the rest of us. So, yeah. Not looking forward to that. But that would be funny, like, in 5 years, like, hey, remember when you guys were talking about wrestling like 5 years ago in this line? Yeah, that was great. Did you end up watching wrestling? Yeah. How much wrestling did you watch? Did you ever watch Lucha Underground around that time?
Do you remember that stuff?
I mean, we could talk about that. I had no sense in talking to any of those people. Anyway, yeah, that was a trip too, because I hadn't been to like any visible like hipstery looking shit like that for a while, and seeing some of just the fashions were really strange. People are still really into like tight shorts and tight pants, and it's all very strange looking. It all looks kind of cartoonish, and not like in a good way. Like, it looks like a caricatures. Like, maybe like Daniel Klaus drew it or something.
That sounds all right. I would like.
Yeah, I guess it is pretty neat. Now that I think about it, that is a cool touch.
Yeah. I don't know what people are into these days with their fashions and their subgenres. We talked about this a while back. Like, I never see, like, ever goth kids or like skater kids. Like, everybody I see looks exactly the same here in California. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, that boggles my mind. There's parts of Arkansas that are like that. Little Rock is fairly varied, but when you get like further away from that, it turns into like gym shorts for people who never work out, and big t-shirts. No more Crocs. I haven't seen any Crocs for a while, but that's still good. Yeah. But yeah, you'll get like strings of that going on. Like, that's the fashion of the area. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, be comfortable, you know, but it's weird to see that as like the norm.
Yeah. Everybody here dresses like Hannah from Girls. Just like
big, really
big, like baggy yet short shorts.
Huh.
Like, weird tank tops. I don't know. Whatever these kids are doing. Hey, everybody, it's Parker again. I'm here with former producer Mohammed.
How the hell are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Okay.
Good to hear. We just wanted to pop back in, let you guys know more about these Pool Party Radio shirts. You can go to poolpartyradio.com or htbkicksass.com to order these. They're being done by Hide the Bodies. You know these guys. You love them. They're making the softest shirts. You got the Ghoul Summer shirt. You got the Junk Food Dinner shirts. They're making this Pool Party Radio shirt. Just as good as those. In fact, don't take my word for it. Muhammad has one. How much do you like this shirt? How much would you pay for one of these, man?
I'll give you $10,000.
Man, you don't even have to give us $10,000, because these shirts are $12, and that's the going price.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Me and Frisbee would be very proud of you guys if you bought one of these shirts. I mean, our hearts already swell with pride over all of you guys. But go ahead and buy one of these shirts.
Those are my shirts. I've got a right to sell them.
All right, we've gone over this. You don't have any part in this.
You don't get a percentage.
No, I get a percentage. I get 50%. Frisbee gets 50%. Hide the Bodies gets 50%.
What gives you the right to be part of this?
Well, I think that I've done a lot for Pool Party over the years. I only have been part of it for 15 years.
Okay, whatever you think, brother. You're the boss.
Exactly. Remember, you got to pre-order these by Sunday, April 24th. Otherwise, there's no promise you'll get one. We're doing a super small run because we're a very intimate podcast. So don't dilly-dally. If you want to get one, you got to get one with the quickness, or always have regrets. Take those regrets to your grave, and we don't want that. So anyway, poolpartyradio.com, find the shirts, htbkicksass.com, find the shirts, find the beer koozies, buy them, get bigger, get more muscles, and thanks for having fun. Speaking of girls, the best show ever, let's talk about other shows that never became the best shows, Mr. Frisbee.
Yeah, let's do this thing.
Yeah. We are going to undercut the the podcast competition. The kissing contest guys, they're going to be talking about unaired television pilots that were requested to them via Podcast Town. And a lot of people threw out ideas and they picked the ones they wanted to pick. So we're going to pick some of the ones they didn't pick in an effort to undercut them and maybe get some of that shine.
Well, yeah, the shine is important. But yeah, this is our version of it, I guess, is our segment, TV Hostage, which is our segment. We have a right to the percentage of it.
That's true. So yeah, so we're going to TV Hostage each other with three choices.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll each pick one, and then we'll talk about them next week after we've had a chance to watch them.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I think it'll be pretty nice. What do you think, producer?
I'm faded, man.
Okay.
All right then. Yeah, so do you want to go first? This was your plan. I will allow you to go first. I would not even allow is the wrong word. I would encourage you to go first.
Okay. So here's my choices. And unfortunately, I don't know a ton about these titles. Because people were pulling out some real weird, like, unaired pilot shit. Stuff that just never got bought, right? Mm-hmm. And some of it, you know, did exist and have an entire culture behind them, but I have no fucking clue on some of these. So, here's mine. You ready?
Yeah.
First one is Saddle Rash.
Mm-hmm.
What I do know about this is that it was an Adult Swim thing. Little segment that aired, could have been a full-time show, had a bunch of comedian voices on it. One of your favorite comedians, Mitch Hedberg, is on it. So I'm sure he talks a lot like Stephen Wright in that. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you see that photo of Sean Byron with Stephen Wright?
I did. That was pretty good.
That's a great photo.
Yeah.
So there's that, Saddle Rash, animated feature with a bunch of comedian voices about cowboys, I believe. Not just from the title. That's what the person posting said. LAX 2194. I don't know anything about this.
All right.
But it sounds like it has to do with the airport in Los Angeles. You live in California. Bada bing, bada boom. Realest guys in the room. That's the show that I picked. So Saddle Rash, LAX 2194. And lastly, but not leastly, Look Well! Exclamation point. This appears to be a Robert Smigel thing from early 2000s. Robert Smigel, of course, the voice of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, and creator of a bunch of goofy out there stuff like the SNL, some SNL cartoon shorts, TV Funhouse. Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so possibly some good, weird fringe comedy there. So those are your choices. Look Well, LAX 2194, and Saddle Rash. What will you fucking choose?
I'm going to go because I just heard him on the Howard Stern show with Look Well. I heard that Robert Schmeagle on that Howard Stern, and he was very funny. So I'm going with him.
All right. Look Well it is then.
I also learned that the Triumph puppet was like some garbage, like dime store puppet he found in Mexico one time. And he bought one to do on Conan, and then it like blew up. So he had to go back to Mexico and buy all the rest that he could find.
Yeah.
And like now that manufacturer doesn't make those anymore. So the ones he has are like the only ones there are. So if there's like a house fire at his place, like there's just no more Triumph.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I think
that'd be, semi what?
I think that's very funny.
That is funny. It would be a serious problem like 10 years ago when that bit was still really on point. I haven't watched the Triumph bit for like, well, 10 years.
Oh man, Triumph still got it.
Really?
Yeah, there was a sketch they did a few weeks ago where like Triumph went to college to talk to kids about like safe spaces and stuff like that. That was very funny.
Okay. I can imagine it's pretty good. What always killed me about that, and the same deal with Wonder Chosen, is that adults, like real ass adults, will address the fucking puppet, never the guy. Yeah. Like they get pissed and they like throw a punch at the puppet. It's like you realize you're throwing a punch at a man's hand. Like,
yeah.
A legit, like, I'm going to knock this guy's jaw off. Okay. That's a, you have a very healthy imagination.
Yeah, I love that. There's a part, or like a sketch in Wonder Chosen where somebody gets mad at one of the puppets and like closes the puppet's mouth. Like, that's going to stop it from talking. And I, yeah.
Yeah, that kills me. That's some of the funniest shit.
Yeah, it's weird. I think we're just like trained to accept that puppets are people, kind of, from a young age.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's something engaging about it, I guess. But cool. Look Well. All right.
Look Well it is. I got some choices for you. Two of these I'm taking from this list, and one I'm cheating and is not on this list, but I think
it's fine, man. As long as it's not, you know, as long as we're undercutting another show, that's cool.
As long as we undercut the competition, like that Tom Green sketch. First one I'm going with is the Elvira show.
Yes. Okay.
Speaking of people who still got it.
Oh boy. Does she ever?
She's got it.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Pee Wee Herman movie, but I heard that Cassandra Peterson is in it, the one who plays Elvira.
I watched it. I don't remember seeing her, but I know she's in like one, like she's in like Big Adventure.
Yeah, she's one of like the biker babes.
Yeah.
Confronts them.
Yeah. So there's that Elvira show. Uh-huh. The Buffy unaired pilot.
Okay. Is this the animated one or the live action?
This is the live action one where they had a different Willow and it was only like a half hour long instead of an hour.
All right.
And also, This Is How the World Ends, the pilot that Greg Araki did for MTV in the late 90s, that would have been the greatest show of all time, but they pushed out and didn't put it on TV. Which is basically just about like kids doing kid stuff, getting into cool adventures, being very sexual, being very pansexual. Also, there's some stuff about witches, if I remember correctly. So there's that. I don't know what the Elvira show is about, to be honest with you, other than it's got Elvira. I can't do a plot synopsis, but those are your three choices, Mr. Frisbee. What do you choose?
Well, I feel like I'm familiar enough with Buffy and Elvira to not really get anything out of those. So I'm going to go with the wild card there that you had. This Is How the World Ends?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like the one that'll probably be the most surprising to me. So I'll go with that.
I think it will shock you. I watched it not too long ago. It's pretty ahead of its time.
Did it knock your socks off?
Well, everything that Greg Araki does that to me. He's got touch. He's still got it, that guy.
Cool. Well, that's it then.
It's settled.
So we'll settled. We'll meet up in a week and talk about these shows. To each other's faces.
That sounds perfect.
Nice. I'm glad we could have somebody else. All right, yeah.
Yep. All right. I think we got some emails. You want to talk about emails?
Yeah, we got some more emails. We got another one from Matthew, who we heard from last week.
Yeah.
And
well, first we should say, if you got emails, send them to jfdpodcast@gmail.com. Send us pictures of you wearing the shirts when they come out, or just talking about whatever, you know? Just send us any random thoughts you got.
Send us what you got.
Yeah, do that. Do like Matthew does.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if I remember last week correctly, we caught up with these. They're about like a few days before we recorded, and he was really pumped about the episodes with you and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd been out for a while, and he was praising that and was glad that I got let go. And I got angry about it. So, sorry, Matthew. You gotta, you know, you can share your opinions. I don't know why I was so bitter.
I think the producer was also upset that Matthew was talking about him being happy that you are fired.
I hate that shit.
He doesn't like it.
I appreciate that. So we'll see what he has to say today. This is PPR part two. It's from Matthew. He says, this is a short one, actually. He says, also, you guys rock. I felt like I was being too judgmental that last email. Frisb, I'm so psyched you're back.
Nice. That's nice to hear.
That's endearing. I feel like we just apologized to each other through this email reading. That's pretty cool. Thanks, Matthew. Yeah, I was just talking about this before the show. I noticed that you just sent these within probably minutes of each other. They were all sent on the same day. That was a pretty short one. He sent another one on that, again, that same day. Should I play that one too?
Yeah, what's going on there?
It's titled OMFG. And he says, OMG, Parker, your wife's story about your historical rage for all things Ice Age was hysterical. So there you go.
Hey, all right.
Good Ice Age chat. You hate those movies? You hate that there's like 99 Ice Age films?
I hate that there's so many of them, but mostly, as we talked about, I hate that they teach kids from an early age that dinosaurs and small mammals and humans and aliens all existed at the same time on Earth. And then so they grow up to think that that's the case because it gets hammered into their head at a young age. And then nowadays we sit around wondering, like, why Bill Nye has to debate Sarah Palin about evolution. Maybe because we keep hammering it into their fucking heads that there is no evolution via these stupid fucking movies. And movies mm-hmm. like Caveman, where Ringo Starr fights a fucking dinosaur, stuff like that. So maybe just cut it the fuck out with this horse shit and just teach kids the truth. And
yeah,
then we won't have to deal with this horse shit later in life.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of these films. All I know is that they just never fucking end. Like, it seemed like it did, where it was like, Ice Age, Continental Drift, Ice Age, the warming period, Ice Age. Like, they've lived through thousands of years, these three or four creatures, whatever they are. Right? It's like John Leguizamo, Ray Romano, and Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
Yeah. These creatures from the Ice Age are interacting with dinosaurs, dealing with the global warming of that, you know, post-Ice Age era. And then they'll probably be like, Ice Age 85, the Industrial Revolution, and they'll have to, like, get a factory job or something.
Yeah, yeah. These animals with four-year lifespans are just going to make movies about every single period of the history of the Earth. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Ice Age, Renaissance period.
Ice Age, Web 2.0.
Yeah. Oh, virtual reality is a trip. I'm a mammoth.
I love this Oculus Rift.
Yeah. That all looks terrible. I'm not into it either. So, yeah. Funny they rage so hard on that stuff. That's good. I like it. I like your passion.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It just makes me upset.
I like Matthew's passion for writing emails. Again, if you want to send us anything, comments, questions, pictures of your pets, we'll review them. You can send it to poolpartyradio@gmail.com.
Yeah. And with that, I think we're done. I think we're done for the week.
Sounds good. We got some shows to watch. We got some shit to do. I got some records to ostensibly listen to.
Yeah. I think I might, against my better judgment, go out to my record store and see if they got that Guar album.
Hell, we're getting shit done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In your meantime, feel free to visit poolpartyradio.com for all the old episodes. Links to the shirts and beer coozers from hidethebodies.com. Or htbkicksass.com, rather. Hide the Bodies t-shirts production.
Mm-hmm.
And also visit us on Facebook. Shirts and coozer links are there, too. It's facebook.com/poolpartyradio. While you're there, you may want to check out Podcast Town. Town that says kill yourself to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And see what's up and going on and checking out there. Also, Twitterverse. You can find Parker at Final Parker, myself at Cumulus Frisbee. And always on your podcast of choice. Rate and review if you got the inclination and time.
I do like those iTunes reviews. It seems like nobody uses iTunes, but... or maybe just everybody got real apathetic about rating and reviewing every podcast that's on iTunes. It's one of those two things, but I like to see them.
Yeah. Always good. Always good to see a few of those come by.
Yeah. Well, all right. I think that's everything. So, this is Parker for Cumulus and the producer and producer Muhammad saying thanks for having fun.
Hey, enjoy yourself, everybody.
All right. Cool.